USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator, told NBC News' Meet the Press that while coronavirus trends give her great hope for slow reopenings over the next few months, many of the social distancing measures will be a constant fixture throughout the summer.
Social distancing will be with us through the summer to really ensure that we protect one another.
Dr. Birx also addressed President Trump's recent musings about whether disinfectants or ultraviolet light could help as a treatment for those infected with the coronavirus.
It's not a treatment. What was missed is really important to figure out in the outside conditions. And I think I was reassured to see what impact sunlight has on the virus. That should be encouraging to all of us. But I think it's really important to see that direct sunlight may actually be able to kill the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The city of Wuhan, where the global pandemic began, has zero remaining cases in its hospital, according to the National Health Commission of China. The city had reported 46,452 cases. That's 56% of the national total. The city also had 3,869 fatalities, or 84% of China's total death toll. While the city is now relaxing restrictions after months of strict lockdowns, residents of Wuhan are still being regularly tested for the virus. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson will now return to work after recovering from COVID-19 that sent him to intensive care earlier in the month. It comes just as Britain surpassed 20,000 deaths from the respiratory illness, and the UK has the fifth highest death toll in the world after the US, Italy, Spain, and France. In Johnson's absence, British government has faced growing criticism over low levels of virus testing, as well as complaints from health workers over a lack of protective gear. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a new group facing racial issues due to the coronavirus, and USA's Wendy King has more.
Police across the country say the coronavirus seems to be leading to more cases of racial problems. Asian Americans have been dealing with harassment since the coronavirus pandemic began. There have been hundreds of attacks on Asians in the U.S., and many are now carrying cameras or even guns. They are also training to deflect such attacks, saying they want to confront racist bullying. One man tells the story of a man demanding his shopping cart at a New York Costco, saying, "Because your people are the reason coronavirus is happening." There have been multiple reports of Asian Americans making up a huge portion of the people purchasing guns in the last 2 months.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has added 6 new symptoms to the official list of possible signs for the coronavirus. Previously, the CDC only noted fever, cough, and shortness of breath as official symptoms. The agency has updated the list to include chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, and a new loss of taste or smell. Shortness of breath has also been changed to shortness of breath or difficulty breathing. A runny nose rarely occurs with COVID-19, and sneezing is still not a symptom of the virus. On the CDC website, it says people with COVID-19 have had a wide range of symptoms reported, ranging from mild symptoms to very severe illness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.